I think it has become a derogatory term over the years, you know. I think, I don't know how, well, you probably have to ask me. I mean, ask that question yourself, you know. I don't know. But I think it's meant to, it's said in a way
to be derogatory. I don't think, I wouldn't consider that a very strong term particularly.
You wouldn't?
I don't think so.
Well, see, you're almost like I am, just like the term boy.
Yeah.
All right. Boy, I've seen... the guys I know around here, I've heard them, hey man, hey boy, what you doing today, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, to each other, you know, to the white fellas, you know. So, when a person said, boy, I don't get offended too easily anyway. So, about anything like that anyway. But, I guess maybe it's not a strong term. Yeah.
What about, I don't know if I've got this right, but au fait, something like that?
Au fait?
Yeah. That's, you don't know about
that? Au fait?
I think that's it. I'm not sure. I don't have it down here as a term to investigate. But it seems like, if you ever watch that television program comes on late Saturday night on Montgomery Station, NBC Saturday night.
Not All in the Family.
That's the name of it, NBC Saturday Night.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, I've watched that too. Okay.
You know the black comedian Richard Pryor?
Right.
He was on there, and he and... Chevy Chase were going at each other, you know, exchanging insults and, you know, honking. And I think he said au fait or something like that.
Au fait or fait?
Might have been fait. Yeah. I don't know.
But fait is usually referred to as a, I don't know. You know, I think more so in terms of fait, in terms of being utilized in terms of, a light-skinned person, period, more prevalent, more possibly a female.
Yeah.
Mm. Seems like it has a female gender, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of a neutral gender.
Yeah. You know, as now that you mention it, I think a fae in medieval literature referred to some type of evil spirit or that was feminine. Like in the Arthurian legends, there was Morgan Le Fay, something like that. Mm-hmm.
That might be where that is derived from, I'm not sure. But,
that's interesting.
Oh, yeah, it might be.
Any other, talking about derogatory terms of blacks have for whites, any other that I haven't mentioned or that come to mind that whites have for blacks?
I heard one. I think I heard a couple more. Let's see. I don't think whites per se have that. I think blacks have also coined that term too. I think it probably came from blacks. That term is Oreo. You know what Oreo is?
Is that mixed?
Oreo is what a black referred to as a person who's black on the outside and white on the inside. Oreo cookie.
What does that mean exactly?
Just what? That's about it. Basically.
Black. Is that good or bad?
Well, it's bad in a black community if you refer to it as an Oreo.
As an Oreo.
Yeah, because...
is that kind of like a Tom, man?
Right. That's like, that's another word, a Tom, right? Mm-hmm. But it's a person, I guess, who looks physically as black.
Yeah.
But inside, he tries to... he tries to put all other blacks down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is what they refer to as an Oreo.
Some other terms that you haven't mentioned, I'll just bring them up to see if you've heard of them. I don't mean them offensively or anything like that. But have you ever heard the term jungle bunny?
Yeah. I've heard that. The first time I heard that was, I had a collection of Red Fox albums.
Oh, you probably heard it.
Yeah. And I heard that on one of his albums, and I didn't know what it meant at first. But then I found out what it meant, Jungle Bunny. Go ahead.
One more that I can think of is Yard Ape.
I haven't heard that before. I
haven't heard of that.
Okay. I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, I was talking on this show that was on TV. Like I said, they were exchanging insults.
Mm-hmm.
And the white fella...